With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, since 5 o'clock yesterday, my phone has been absolutely hopping with people asking me what's going on. And I know that you're at home there and you're asking the exact same questions, because there's one woman that is making the headlines this morning and causing quite a stir. And here to explain is the absolute brilliant Jennifer Zamparelli.
Your phone was hopping. I didn't get one text. Can I keep the 2FM water bottle?
Do you have a 2FM water bottle?
I have a 2FM water bottle. Yeah, I was so excited to come in and talk to you. And it was lovely to hear your name. And not covering for me, because it is your time. And I'm so excited for you.
We're not allowed to cry.
No, I'm not going to cry. I did all my crying last night. I just want to say thank you for all the lovely messages. Yeah. It was emotional to read. But this is a joyous occasion, because I can't believe I got this far. Not after that first review, you know, back in 2014, was it? When did I start? Because that was hardcore. That was tough.
Like, you're talking about Breakfast in. Republic days.
Oh, listen, that was ruthless review. So I got to 10 years, and it's been a real privilege to work in one of the coolest radio stations. Yeah. Let's not forget that. And I know at the moment, you know, it's unpredictable and there's lots of goss and lots of things going on, but isn't that what we love about it?
That's what we love.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, that's what makes us cool. Like, you never know what you're going to get, what's going to happen. And it's been a joy sitting in that seat. And going back 10 years to the Breakfast Republic, I mean, being able to do what we did and get away with it.
Honestly, to this day, I think we're all still questioning how it happened. But that's just you all over, Jen. Like, this is exactly why I love you, why everybody loves you. It's you're bold. You're so yourself. You're just sassy. You just give people, you don't care in the nicest possible way.
Yeah, in the nicest possible, because there's bigger things going on in the world. I mean, we are so lucky for what we do. We get to sit and chat, and like, we're not digging holes in the world. It's not rocket science, you know. It's a really fun job, and I've had some lovely memories. As I look at you across there, all I can see is 5 years ago when I started this show, Cormac Battle standing behind me like an absolute stalker.
I will never forget this day. And yeah, actually, he was a stalker. He's just lurking in the back of all the videos from that time.
And I'm glad I'm leaving, because with this fringe and how he feels about fringes, the sexual tension would have been off the charts. Actually, I think he'd be able to cope. So I'm doing this for him.
He wouldn't be standing across from me anymore. He'd definitely
it just wouldn't work. So,
Jen, I remember that day vividly when you started the show 5 years ago. I remember the flurry of excitement that was in the office. It was so buzzy, and for everybody, because you'd made the move from Breakfast Republic. You were going out on your own. You were doing your own thing, the 9 to 12 slot.
Hadn't a clue.
Hadn't a breeze. But that's what we loved you.
And can I just do a shout out to someone? Yes. Because I always think of this man when I think about really people who have had my back over the years. In the very beginning, I did kind of pre-shows. I was trying to sneak in and just get a couple under my belt, right? And I got reviewed on one of those shows, and I was raging because it wasn't the official launch. Yeah. And that review knocked the wind out of me, right? And I remember I was walking around B&Q with my kids, and I was picking up bits because I'm a dab hand at the DIY. And my phone was ringing from this number. I was like, I don't know that number. Who? Like, well, who was that? And I answered it. And I was like, hello, Jennifer. This is Sean O'Rourke.
What?
Yeah, rock star. I just like to say, don't let that get you down. They did the same to me years ago. You're amazing. Keep going. Keep going. You're just at the beginning of your career. Keep going. And I never forget that.
And you never
I never forget that phone call. Lovely message from Joe last night. Look, just people who've had your back over the years. Yeah. And it's lovely. It's lovely. And you got to back yourself in the beginning, you know. But I've had the pleasure of working with amazing producers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I need to go back to Ian Wilson, the only man I know who can roll a cigarette in his pocket. Like, unbelievable crack. And you got to hit your junctions, you know, and he was right. To the most amazing women. I've never worked in a place with such amazing women.
It's paradise.
You know? You know, Kate, who's, you know, was my producer, the final one in 2FM. I have to give a shout out to Etna O'Connell and Etha Kelly, Anita, you know, some of the most creative women I've ever met. And it's been amazing to be a little magpie and, you know, get ideas from them and be inspired from them.
And bring them to air as well, though. But it's very, that is one of the things I think that we forget how big it is in here. It's the fact that, like, there is so many, like, class women. They're just like unbelievable.
We're deadly.
We're deadly. We're unreal.
No offense, lads.
I'm looking at all the lads who are. It's like
a
live
you're
audience.
Grand and all.
Why are all the
you're
bosses
grand,
here?
But like the women are deadly.
The women are so class.
We're so class.
Sorry, we're going to like flip it for a second. When I was talking about your very first show here, I will never forget the very first song that you played.
I will never forget it.
Do you? Put the boys in the better
land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. What a tune. The boys in the better land. I had to be that song.
You're such
Did
a dumb
It had to be that song.
Look, Cormac's beaming right now. He's so proud of you.
And I never forget seeing the lads in here. They were doing a Studio 8. And I was like, oh my God. You're really young.
Yeah, very young. But I remember I went to see them at All Together Now a couple of years ago, and it was right after you'd done, and that started coming on. And I was like, oh, that was Jen's opener song. It's
That's
like
my
one of those
song.
Things that stick.
That's my song. I should be getting royalties from that song. I played it so much.
Give us some of like your most memorable moments on 2FM. Because you actually like love the most.
Oh my God. Well, I never forget interviewing Bono. Lookalike. That was a moment for me in the studio. Cormac dressing up as drag was a highlight for me.
What was your drag name again, Cormac?
Oh, it was ridiculous. But he liked it. He liked it a lot. We sold out the 3 Arena 2FM at Christmas time for the 2FM ball. Mm-hmm. And that was a really special moment. And to have 13,000 of our listeners there, I'll never forget that. You know, all the OBs, you know, shout out to Blanchardstown Shopping Centre.
you were honestly, you may as well have moved in for a point. You were there for so long.
You know, but just all my contributors. I mean, the first time Rachel Cook said lube on air, you know, it was like 10:30 in the morning.
And oh my God. the dildo press. I'll never forget it.
We got a lot of dildo press. Yeah, we got a lot of, you know, and that was good because, you know, it's these things need to be talked about. And it was exciting, you know. I remember reading Brian Penny's book, Bonus Time, and saying, I need to have this guy on the show. And he became a contributor and became a doctor in the meantime. And just meeting some of the most amazing people. It's been class. It's been great fun. I'm going to miss the Christmas lunches, parties. We've had some great times.
Still come back for them.
I'll still come back for them.
Barred. You can still pay for lunch for everybody.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You put up on Instagram yesterday. It was a gorgeous tribute, and it's hard to get it into just 10 slides of, you know, the best moments in 2FM. But there's a very funny video at the real end of it of Florence during COVID. Like, it has been a tough balancing act.
Yeah. COVID was a special time. I never forget. You know, broadcasting from my wardrobe, but shout out to Lau, my husband, who had to take my two very small children out of the house for 3 hours because they were too noisy. So he'd be wandering around Herbert Park with the kids on his own, trying to nothing open, trying to keep them out because, you know, I had to do the radio show. But they're so proud of me, and, you know, they've been in the studio, and it's lovely. It's lovely that they have that memory of me, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely fantastic, even if they don't watch you on the telly anymore.
No, like, that's all gone. They get bored. They're bored of me.
Speaking of, this is not the end of, you know, you and RTE. You are going to be back on our screens.
No, absolutely. I'm just going to do projects that fit in with my family life, and I'm in a position to do that. And that's, you know, very, very exciting. I'm going to have the summer off.
It's amazing.
And, you know, chill with the kids. And, you know, if certain shows come back, you know, I'll be back for that. And I've, you know, other ideas that I'd love to work with RTÉ on, because it's given me a lot of joy over the last 10 years. And it's been a real pleasure to sit in that seat. And I love looking at your little face.
Look at you. I love that the fringe is back again.
I know.
I do have to say,
Cormac had to leave the room.
On a personal note, and I can't look at you while I say this, but you have been such a great help to me for the entire time that I've been here, for everything from, I never forget, like, my 30th birthday during COVID, you sending videos and just saying, you know, you're going to do great things. You always gave me huge shout outs on air, huge support. And Cormac, get in here,
because I'm always
right. You are always right, but I'm always right, Laura.
I'm always right. And, oh, look, just stay away.
Where's that COVID barrier gone? Can somebody put it up in between them?
The OG.
What do you think of the fringe?
It's
come
the
here.
OG. After 1,000, hang on, I've got the stats here. 1,103 shows you've done, and now you get
for all of them.
And now you get a fringe. And as you said, the sexual tension was always kind of simmering underneath, but now it has exploded in the studio in the very, very final moment.
The final moment.
But yeah, this is really weird. Laura, you are, you know, being handed over the sort of the Olympic torch, yeah. I think, today. That's the way I see this.
Get on with it. I need to get my
optically
nails done.
I know that. Yeah.
She has a
no,
life
you don't. They're
hug.
Absolutely fine. I'm looking at them here. That's not true. But I met, like, we starting with you. Like, I was with you on the very first day. I didn't know you at all. I was terrified of you as a person. And I was completely wrong about you because... over that time, I realized how, you know, empathetic you are. And, you know, it was such a roller coaster of a program that went from, like, from very, very serious subjects to absolutely rolling around the place laughing. I enjoyed coming in every single day and getting to know you.
Can
because you're so much more than the person that I think a lot of people have a preconceived idea about who you are.
Stop trying to make me cry. This is
I'm
not,
not trying
fair.
To make you cry. Can I'm trying to stop myself from crying.
Can I say my biggest regret? I had a great idea for Halloween and they never let
pass
me
it
do
over.
It. Okay, I wanted to dress as Groot and have all them dress as minions. And I could never get it over the line.
Who would not sign that over the line?
You need to make them do that.
No.
That's your mission.
I want to get you back as Groot. I would pay any money to see that. Imagine the bald head.
Can I say something, Jess?
Yes.
What I think you have as a unique gift, which is quite ironic working in a radio station, is that you've created a safe space in this room for people, listeners, to come on, people like me to come on, and you yourself to talk. And ironically, in front of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and to talk about things that they wouldn't talk about in front of their friends, but yet share it with a huge audience of people. And I think that a lot of that's down to the fact that you were an open book. Nothing was off limits. You could ask you anything about your life and you were willing to answer it. There was never any kind of, don't mention that, don't talk about that, don't talk about that. You could ask you anything. And you
poor
were there Lau. Was no fear.
Poor Lau.
Poor Lau, indeed.
Poor Lau.
But, like, you know, you weren't afraid to embarrass yourself, humiliate yourself,
yeah.
Humiliate us,
yeah.
Humiliate the listeners, entertain them. It was just an unbelievable roller coaster. And like a roller coaster, there's fun bits, there's dips, it goes up, it goes down. And you know, don't change, Jen. We love you.
I'm not going to change.
That you were
we
so
love you, and we will miss you from this
though.
Show.
Like,
we really will.
You always were Jennifer McGuire into Jennifer Zamperetti. Yeah. We all saw the transition, but you were still Jen at the end of it.
I think I should have kept my maiden name. I think that would have been better for the Jane and Laura because I don't think people could spell Zamperetti.
Yeah,
weren't able to get it across the line. It was a bold move. Yeah. Come back, change it to Jennifer McGuire show.
Look, it's been amazing. I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to come back and sign off here where I should. Saint Cormac outside, I knew I made the right decision because I've been flip-flopping for a while. It's been the most difficult decision because, as I said to Dan when I started this, I kind of do everything in 5-year cycles. Mm-hmm. I kind of push myself because if you're not taking risks, I mean, are you even living? But last night when it came on the news, I was delighted because my dad would have been watching that one. So I was delighted by that. But it came on the news that I left 2FM and I was watching with my kids. And the newsreader gave the reason why and said because she wants to spend time with her family. And my son hugged me.
Oh, Jen.
God. But he was wrecking my head this morning, so if he'll have me back. But I know I made the right decision. As difficult as it is, I'm so excited for 2FM. It is one of the coolest stations. And yes, Dan, you couldn't buy this advertising, all the promotion you're getting. What's going on? This is amazing. And that's what you get with 2FM. You get unpredictability. You get a really cool bunch of people. Remember, this is the home of the greats. This is the home of Jerry Ryan, Larry Gogan, you know, all the greats. And Dave Fanning, is he still alive?
Talking about. Probably not.
It is the home of the greats and still more greats to come. We play great music. We are champions of Irish music.
Jen, we
and I will always be part of this crew.
You
can't
will.
Get rid of me.
Yeah,
I'm keeping the water bottle, Laura.
Does the Kotak still work?
It still works.
I'm keeping the off yet.
Well, I haven't left RZ, well. Just 2FM. But I'm keeping the 2FM water bottle.
Okay, well, we'll let you have your water bottle. There's so many text messages coming in and I'm actually not going to read them because you will cry and we don't want to do that.
Print them out, Doc, will you?
Print them. You can bring them, frame them, bring them home. But Jen, one last time before we play an absolute banger of a Jennifer Zamperetti tune, what would you like to say to everybody?
I would like to say it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for letting me grow as a presenter. and I wouldn't be the broadcaster presenter I am today on Dancing with the Stars or on telly or running businesses if I didn't have the opportunity in radio, because doing a live show every single day is not easy, but it is the most amazing experience, you know. And I have laughed. I've met some of the greatest friends. You have me back? No. Okay. I will be tuning in. That's all I'm going to say, because I think the best is yet to come.
Jennifer Zamparelli, we absolutely love you. And this is just...
Don't get them girls.
Yes!
This is it. Yay! It's just off the party on 2 FM. Jennifer Zamparelli.
Woo!
With Laura Fox. Podcast.